Reacting to Nana Konedu's comments, the chief executive of the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Animwe Thompson, said the 40-year development plan is only a guide to achieving development. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Animwe Thompson said the plan is subject to review every 10 years and therefore subject to change.
We said over and over again, it is a framework guide the preparation of a succession of medium-term plans, each of which is 4 years long. So 10 four-year plans then gives you a 40-year long-term plan or framework. Now, whether we plan for it or not, the 40 years will come. We are better off preparing for it. And it is not a single uninterrupted plan that is cast in stone. It is a long-term plan or framework that will be reviewed every 10 years by Parliament to take account of changing circumstances which may require the formulation of the goals and targets and whatnot. So it is not cast in stone. It is to guide us for 40 years that will come along anyway. It is not true that nowhere in the world have any government long-term plans. Some have even done longer-term plans than we are doing now. The South Koreans, for instance, did it over 40 years. Norway, as I speak with you, even though it's a fully developed country, it has a 50-year plan, in fact, a growth strategy. The OECD has that, and so forth and so on. We've just received a document from UNOP, the United Nations Office for Project Services. They talk about 40 to 50-year national vision to guide the preparation of medium-term plans. So this is the situation. We've sent out a lot of information to media houses through radio, through television. This as part of educating the public on precisely the kinds of issues that she's raised, that it is not a single uninterrupted plan that is cast in stone. It is to guide us in the preparation of short, medium-term plans that we are going to be preparing anyway. It includes also an infrastructure plan. Nowhere in the world does any government prepare infrastructure on the basis of 2 or 4 year time frame. All infrastructure, such as ports, railways, and whatnot, they require long-term perspectives, and you need to situate them within a framework. You can't just build them for the sake of building them. It must be guided by something. The law says that we should prepare it and submit it to Parliament to be incorporated into the Constitution. And yes, therefore, it will be binding on all governments. But the fact that it is binding constitutionally does not by itself constitute a guarantee per se. There are no guarantees in life. We must, as Ghanaians, be committed to the plan before it can work.